some friends. He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Tonight, it's with a heavy heart that I have to do this tribute show to my dear Grandma Letty. For all of you who knew Grandma Letty, well, Grandma Letty passed. But I will tell you one thing that I know for sure, that for the soul, there is neither birth nor death. It is eternal and everlasting. Grandma Letty taught me the word namaste. So tonight, I dedicate this show and I bow to the divinity in Grandma Letty. So, I know it's sad to say that Grandma Letty passed, but I'm happy to say her soul is rejoicing, free at last, free from pain, and free from being in that dirty-ass nursing home. Y'all remember the trials I had with that. But now, Grandma Letty tangles with all that is. My heart is heavy, pale, and sad. My darling Grandma Letty, but one thing I know for sure is that Grandma Letty is free. No longer bound to this earth. I prayed over the years while Grandma Letty was in that nursing home that she would pass. She had a stroke and was paralyzed on her right side. That was not Grandma Letty. But we would joke about it every time that I was there, saying, Grandma Letty, you can't stay here anymore. You gotta go. Her smile spoke volumes. She did not want to be here anymore. As I go down that memory lane, I marvel at how Grandma Letty became Grandma Letty. I first met her at a yoga class when I was 14. My sister and I were members of Sportsplex in Stamford, Connecticut. At 14, I didn't even know what yoga was, but the moment I saw this sarong fly down the hallway with a woman with flowers crowning her hair, I was intrigued. I walked into the class, wrote down my name, and heard, Max Tucci? Was your father Mario? Yes, I responded. I was supposed to be your caretaker in Italy when you were two. It was like we reconnected 12 years later. Since that class, we grew fond of each other. We spoke on the phone almost every night, and I would take more of her yoga classes. We would go to dinner at the diner at Bull's Head Diner in Stamford, Connecticut, and Letty would always order her hot water with lemon, something that I still drink every day today because of her. Well, after those classes and after going to the diner almost every night after those classes, it was a couple years later that I got my driver's license. And with that, I got my freedom. And Letty became my Thelma to my Louise. Letty would come over and want to go for a ride in the convertible. So we would drop the top and drive into New York City. We would go to drag shows, tango shows, even midnight court. We would take the ferry to Staten Island so that Letty could see the skyline of New York City that she loved so much. Our bond grew. It was on one of my birthdays that Letty told me her son was also born on February 14th. But now that she was so happy that God put me in her life and gave her the grandson she always wanted. Her relationship with her children wasn't the best. There was a disconnect. But one thing I know for sure, Letty and I were very much connected. Letty was the flower wreath wearing, sarong wearing, patchouli scented, tango dancing yogi. And for that, I loved her and she loved me. Grandma Letty quickly became a part of our family. My mom, my sister, and my niece adored and welcomed her. And all of my friends that met her instantaneously fell in love and welcomed Grandma Letty. We welcomed her because she was our grandmother. And in essence, she had no grandchildren, so we were her grandchildren. Grandma Letty and I became traveling buddies. We did endless road trips, vacations to Florida, to the West Coast, to, oh my gosh, where did we go? We went everywhere together. Trips all over the Northeast, Cape Cod, Nantucket, Boston, New Jersey, the Jersey Shore, which one of Letty's favorites because she loved walking on the beach. We would go to upstate New York to horse farms and literally all over Connecticut. If you were looking for Letty, you would find her with me. At one point, I had to get Grandma Letty a cell phone because she would drive late nights and we couldn't find her. And I was naturally worried about her, but she did not want to have the cell phone. I promised her it would only be for me and she can call 911. So that was our little secret. and we kept it for a long time. Letty was always known for being a yoga teacher, a tango dancer, a pilot, a certified clown, and literally the joy of my life. Letty would dance on tables at restaurants. On my birthday, she did, at San Domenico. She would do yoga on airplanes, and she would love to fly her single-engine Cessna. She wore her pilot wings with pride. There were so many facets to Grandma Letty, from a school teacher for special ed students to teaching yoga at the senior center in Greenwich to being a yoga teacher to prisoners. She owned a restaurant and a local newspaper. She was a certified clown, and the list goes on. But above all, she was my Grandma Letty. She literally became everyone's Grandma Letty, from Lulu to Sharon to Paula to Katie to Steve to Allison to Linda to Pam to Joanne and countless others. And her family in Canada, Claudette, she adored. And I'm for sure, for those who are listening to this show tonight, you'll understand why Grandma Letty was amazing. I could go on and on with endless stories and memories we created, but my mind is really like heavy and tired because I've been talking about this all week. And I just wanted to take this moment to do this show because I have a message that Letty left me on my phone. She said, "Nipotino mio, I couldn't have asked for a better grandson in my life. We have had many lives together, and I'm glad to be able to call you my grandson in this one." I cherish that message. And another one that followed, "Thank you for the garlic peeler, the incense, and the tongue scraper. I use the tongue scraper every day, and I always think of you." Grandma Letty always taught us to love one another and to always bow to the divinity in one another. With a wrist full of rubber bands, a car always filled with bags of popcorn for gifts, little tin foil with coins that would add up to her age on her birthday, and little coins with an angel. She always gave those little angels away. And now Grandma Letty is our angel. Grandma Letty lived an extraordinary life. And I want you to know that when I was doing these shows, you'll hear some of the extraordinary life that she lived. She taught us how to breathe, how to do yoga, and really just how to enjoy the moment. So I want you to stay tuned tonight, listen to this show, and learn a few things. Not only about how amazing Grandma Letty was in my life, but how Grandma Letty was really a divine individual. Stay tuned now to Max and Friends, the best of Grandma Letty shows.
So, Letty, how are you?
Well, dear heart, you know, I was thinking about when you said about gratitude. What I say often to my students at night, on a list, write at least 5 things you're grateful for during the day. At least 5 things, and usually turns out to be a lot more. Because this boosts your immune system. One has no idea. It's just a wonderful thing, wonderful thing. The gift of life given to us by our parents, regardless of what our parents did or didn't do, we're each responsible for ourselves and feel this wonderful gift of life. I know it's temporary. Everything in life is temporary, but enjoy it and be grateful for everything. Everything, and watch the magic it has for you in your life.
And You know what? Magic is such a great word because that's really, it's what it is. It's magic.
Yes.
It's magic.
Yes.
A bit, but Letty, why don't you tell us about the chakras, and let's start at the root.
Okay, dear heart. Well, the root chakra is the tip of the spine. Now, the chakra, to give somebody an insight, chakra is a Sanskrit Indian word that means wheels or centers of energy. Mm-hmm. And they are located in different parts of the body. The first chakra is red, at the tip of the spine. And the second chakra is orange in the pelvic pubic area. The third chakra is in the navel diaphragm area, which is a bright orange. And the fourth chakra is green, emerald green in the chest, lung, and heart area. The fifth chakra is a blue-white, crystal clear blue-white for the throat chakra. And very often referred to as the third eye between the two eyes is the sixth chakra, and that's indigo or royal blue. And then, of course, the crown chakra is purple or lavender or violet. And In the meditation classes, we have these affirmations for each chakra. Would you like me to go through those, Max?
You know what? We're going to save that towards the end of the show, because if you don't mind, Letty was on my show quite some time ago, so I'm glad that you're back, because what we're going to talk about later is exactly, we're going to realign our chakras, or at least attempt to, so we'll save that. You know, Letty, we can't give everything up at the first bit of the show, first part of the show. You know, we got to give some foreplay first, right, Tamara?
Oh, amen. Wow, I can't, Letty, I am so impressed with your evolution, and just your wisdom is so rich. I mean, it's delicious.
Well, you're a sweetheart. I guess when you're around a few years, you know, you pick up some things here and there from different people. I'm not original, though, honey. Tell me how to spell your name so I say your name correctly.
Yes, it's Tamara. T-A-M-A-R-A.
Tamara?
Yes,
Tamara?
Tamara.
But now here's the thing, Letty. You know what? Letty, speaking of you're not original and you've been around a couple of years, Letty's going to be celebrating her 83rd birthday on July 13th. So we're getting excited for that coming up, Letty. So a pre-happy birthday for you.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love celebrating
pre-happy birthday. Tamara, do you have any questions for Letty?
Letty, yes. Yes. How is it? What do you attribute as the wisdom that you have right now? How could someone summons what you have found throughout the years? Because it's fascinating. It's wonderful. It's rich. I mean, you want to just sit at your feet. It's like being in the presence of, you know, someone who has really come to a place of peace. And I think that's what we all strive for. What do you attribute that to?
Thank you for that honor. It's interesting. One of my dear friends from New York, one of my tango friends, asked me the same question this week. And I said, I don't know, just years of being around and experience.
Yes.
It's just experience. And then no regrets in life tomorrow. No regrets.
Oh, my God.
None. Because,
you know, that's my favorite
nobody
thing.
Nobody has a gun to your head. Yeah, nobody has a gun to my head. Nobody has a gun to your head. The decisions we make on our own. And to be responsible, whatever decisions we make, whatever behavior we have, whatever thoughts we have, to take responsibility for them and not to blame anybody else. But, again, an opportunity to open up. And I say to people, I have to cross those bridges to get where I am here. Why should I regret with those things when I let go or whatever I did? Separation, death, divorce. You know, those are all learning experiences for me. And we all
and you know
have
what,
that.
Letty always says, too, and I love it. She says, don't regret what you've done in life. Regret what you have not done.
Haven't done. Thank you for reminding me. Yes.
Do you know, I am one big goosebump. That is so amazing, because you know how many people live their whole lives in just in bitterness or, you know, you know, towards those things or blaming. And do you know that I'm telling you, the bottom line to health in psychology, which I've studied my whole life, when you can get to that place where you blame no one for anything, that is health. That is psychological health.
That's right. And having compassion instead of anger for someone, have compassion for them and say, well, gee, thank goodness I'm not in that space there. I'm not in that place where they're feeling so much anger or so much hate or whatever. And another thing, I don't think the opposite of love is hate. I think it's fear. Fear of separation, fear of loss, whatever. It is really fear, not hate.
And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear. So fear doesn't even exist, because what's fear, Letty? False evidence appearing real.
Amen.
You. You're
That's
right.
Absolutely right. So we have the freedom now to continue expanding in love.
That's it.
And what you speak to is that oneness that we all crave on the inside.
Yes. And it's interesting. Sometimes, Max, I think about the dogs and dog, and the reverse is God, G-O-D. You know, it's amazing, because pets give unconditional love. And that's what's important for us, too. I mentioned to you that recently I went to this wonderful, wonderful get-together about Feed the Children Federation, and where there was an imam and a rabbi, and it was in a Christian place. If we did more of that, because I think we were created, our differences, we were created different to learn from each other, not to dislike each other or mistrust each other, but to learn from each other. All these wonderful differences in religions or beliefs or whatever they are, just learn from each other. Don't diminish someone else because of a different language or whatever, or, you know, religion. What were you going to say something tomorrow? Yes, honey? Go ahead.
I just love it because what you're reminding me of is it's like what you do to another, you do to yourself. And what you do for yourself, you do for another. And how could we ever hurt each other when you're coming from that place that we're an extension of each other? And I just love what you're saying, Letty. It's fabulous.
Thank you. And we're one race, right? The human race.
Oh, amen. Amen. Race. And we all have red blood. You know, that's what's so cool.
Yeah, I know.
No, tell me.
Well, that movie Bullworth, right? And I hope this doesn't offend you, Letty. But one of the things that he said, Warren Beatty, the character in there, he says, you know, we all just need to keep fucking each other till we're all the same color.
Well, you know, I just had that thought, and I wondered if I should say it, that if we intermarried, I mentioned it tonight, didn't I?
Yep,
earlier,
you did.
Max, if we all intermarried and we were interracial, we wouldn't have any problem with racism and prejudice or anything. But it's coming to that. It's coming to that. It's evolving to that, you know? And another thing is we are not physical bodies looking for a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings looking for a physical experience. Yeah, you know, to have experience and to learn from it, to learn and adapt, to learn and adapt. All lessons, the Buddha says, no mistakes in life, only lessons.
That's right.
Amen. And that's what Wayne Dyer says, too. You know what I loved? Mark Twain also said that, you know, to practice forgiveness, it is the fragrance that is released from the flower, from the heel that has crushed it.
So, I like that. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. You know, and to bask in that fragrance. Yes.
That's beautiful, beautiful statement. So
That is beautiful. You know, when you crush the petal, the essence of the scent comes through. And that's the same with a pearl, or what is it, an oyster. You know, it's so-called aggravated with a little sand, and it turns into a beautiful pearl.
Absolutely. And that's
and
what we all are.
Here is that we're opening up our telephone line. So 323-203-0815 will get you into our conversation tonight. We're talking about everything from breathing to fucking to interracial relationships. to yoga, to chakras, and to just being one. So if you want to be part of the show tonight, call us, 323-203-0815. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I've got Grandma Letty in the house, and I've got my sex expert, in-house resident sex expert, Tamara, who just drove back from Palm Springs to be here tonight. So y'all better tune in and call in.
You know what, Letty? You know what you just reminded me of, too, when you said about the pearl? The other thing is, you know when the butterfly goes from the caterpillar, from the cocoon to a butterfly? If you go in there and you were to help that cocoon open up and you cut it by opening up the cocoon too soon, the butterfly will die because it's part of the struggle that pushes the fluid from the body of the butterfly to the wings so that the butterfly can take flight.
What a fantastic analogy. Excellent. Perfect. Perfect, Tamara. Perfect.
Is that so great? It's a struggle.
You know, what is it in they say when the student will be ready when the teacher appears, or the student, something like that. Or the teacher's ready when the student appears, and vice versa.
Yes, it's absolutely. When the student is ready. When the student's ready, the teacher appears. And you know, isn't that amazing that universal truths can come in so many different forms, and we could have heard it before, but then all of a sudden, it makes sense when we need it the most.
That's why some people get into relationships. An interesting thing, somebody asked me on the phone this morning an interesting question about somebody. I said, look, people are different. Not that one is bad or one is good. People are different in our relationships. So sometimes some people may not like me or whatever, but there's something, when we find that there's something we don't like in a person, we have to look in ourselves, inside ourselves. That's something for us to deal with, isn't it?
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's something we're not owning. And if we would just own it, embrace it, you know, it has an opportunity to transcend and be like, if you owned your bitch, okay, and you just embrace that, how it transfers over is that you become assertive.
How very true. How very true.
And people don't take advantage.
You know what? I always say, own who you are, because you know what? You don't want anyone else owning you. Own yourself, because once you own yourself, you take accountability for yourself. You take responsibility for yourself. And that's exactly when you can have that peace and that harmony. But you know what? We're coming to the point. We're almost at mid-show. I mean, we're flying by tonight.
No way.
You know what? I swear to God, it's 11:23 here in New York, which means it's almost 11:30. So, you know, I've always got to keep one step ahead because I'm always thinking about people and I'm always thinking about what we can offer you. So, you know what? We're going to offer you tonight an amazing segment to the show because I don't want to lose any portion of it. And since we have the honor of having Letty on the show tonight here of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, Letty, I would love for you, because I know that I want to talk about some other things after, but can we do the chakras, Letty, and all the affirmations, because this week and this year and this month and this moment is right now. So that's really all we have to deal with is right now. And you know what? The only way we can deal with now is with affirmations, so that when you go through your struggle this week, because people always go through some struggle because they love the drama for some reason, I don't know. But you know what? You can have these affirmations, lock them into your head, block them onto your cell phone, block them, lock them, whatever you got to do, remember them. Because when you're going through something, you remember that inside of you, you have the power to give yourself affirmations and the power to succeed. So, Letty, why don't we start, if you don't mind, with doing some chakras. And if I have to interrupt you because of time, then we'll continue another time. But let's get going, if that's cool with you. Yep.
All right. We'll start with chakra. Close your eyes, everyone, please. And we'll start with chakra number one, which is the color is red. It's at the tip of the spine. And the affirmations to yourself, I am a source of all power, all love, and all intelligence. Chakra number one, I am a source of all power, all love, and all intelligence. Now take a deep breath in and release with an om. Now, chakra number two, it's salmon-colored or orange. That's in the pubic pelvic area. And the affirmations are, I am perfect, efficient, and effective. Energy center number two, pubic pelvic area, salmon or orange-colored, I am perfect, efficient, and effective. Deep breath in through the nostrils only. And out with a loud ohm for nice vibrations. Om. Chakra number three. Sunny, bright sunny yellow in the navel diaphragm area. I am positive, constructive, and dynamic. Bright yellow. Chakra number three in the navel diaphragm area. I am positive, constructive, and dynamic. Deep breath in through the nostrils. Mouth is closed. Fill your lungs and diaphragm and push your abdominals out like a balloon. Flatten and release with a loud om. Om. Emerald green. For chakra number four, in the chest, heart, and lung area, I am fearless, courageous, and indomitable. Again, bright green, chakra number four, in the chest, heart, and lung area, I am fearless, courageous, and indomitable. Deep breath in, keep expanding lungs, diaphragm, abdominals, and release with a loud om. Now, crystal clear, blue-white color, throat chakra number five. I am poised, calm, and collected. Energy center number five, blue-white in color in the throat and neck area. I am poised, calm, and collected. Deep breath in, abdominals all the way out, flatten, and release with another loud om. Om. Oh. for chakra number 6, between the brows, often referred to as the, I forgot what I said before, the, well, it's between the brows. It's indigo or royal blue, often referred to as the third eye. I can think clearly, rationally, and creatively. Indigo or royal blue, head chakra number 6 between the brows. And remember, you have powerful glands here, pineal, pituitary, hippocampus, hypothalamus glands. They affect our immune system. They affect our hormones. Consider sending lots of healing breaths to this area throughout the day every time you think about it. I can think clearly, rationally, and creatively. Deep breath in and release with another loud om. Om. Now for crown chakra number 7, purple or lavender or violet. I'm full of joy, compassion, and serenity. And remember to release if you're holding your breath. Also remember, take the time to meditate 1, 2, 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day. Special time. It's not really a quiet time, as one might think, because a great deal of stimulation is going towards enlightenment and freedom. I'm full of joy, compassion, and serenity. Again, purple or lavender violet for chakra number 7, crown chakra above the head. And remember too, folks, yesterday is history. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. Deep breath in. That's why it is a present. And abdominals out. And release with the last loud om now. Om. And try to retain this for as long as you can. And remember, it's almost like magic in your life. It really works for you.
It really does work for you, and it works for everyone who's just listening. And if you just tuned in and you're wondering what the heck we were doing, we were aligning our chakras because you know what? We have the power within us to succeed. We have the power within us to have a positive outlook on life. And you know what? Hopefully that segment of the show has brought that enlightenment to you to always be positive in everything that you do and thankful. Letty just helped you realign your chakras. So you know what? Mm-hmm. Tonight when you go to sleep and if you're listening to this show, you are realigned to refunctify yourself and have fun tonight. So on that note, Tamara, wasn't that amazing?
That was incredible. I love Letty. I love her.
Thank you. You too, Tamara. I hope we meet sometime.
Oh, I hope so, too. Oh, I can't wait. In fact, there's so much in alignment between you and I, especially with my children's book that's about to be published here in this next week or so. And it is a lot of it is universal messages from A Course in Miracles. And it's so powerful. It's right along the same lines of what you're talking about, but in a way that kids can get it.
Oh, that's great. I'd love
so I look forward to giving you a signed copy, my dear.
You know what? Plug your book.
Tell
me the name of your book and hopefully when it's going to be released.
Yes. Well, you know, we hope like about 30 days from now, but it's called Emerald Echo, the story. And Emerald Echo, the name of it came from because emerald is the heart chakra color and echo is the way dolphins communicate. And I believe this story was given to me. It was echoed from the heart of God to my heart to the world. And it just is all encompassing. It's all about dolphins and an adventure. It's a mystical
Did you ever swim with dolphins, Tamara?
Oh, my gosh. That was one of my most spiritual experiences was swimming with the dolphins. And, yeah, it's a powerful,
we've got dogs
powerful.
In the suit,
oh, geez. I know.
Is that yours or mine? Because you know what, everyone? Tamara's in one. Tamara's in LA, I'm in New York, and we both have dogs, and I bring mine sometimes. I mean, I don't know whose that is. Is that mine or yours?
That is Benji. And I'm trying to I'm shutting out the door here. Hopefully that's going to help. But one of the things with the children's book, it is a mystical underwater garden of freedom and forgiveness. So I think that that's so much of what we crave is just in our everyday life is to experience the freedom that forgiveness allows us, because it lets us out of the prisons that we put ourselves in. It doesn't let someone else off the hook. It lets ourselves off the hook that we put ourselves on.
Oh, very true.
So isn't that powerful?
That's very powerful. And I love that you've attributed this offered it to children. That's fabulous, because that's a place to start. Yeah. I worked with some four-year-olds some years ago doing that, and it's just grand. They really do understand. Some adults and that were in leadership there didn't think it would work, and it worked. And even in special ed 30 years ago, they told me it would work, and it does work. It does work, and they do understand. They understand more than we realize.
You know, and sometimes I think even more than adults.
Yes. Yes, yes, how true. You know why? Yeah. They haven't had a lifetime or 20 years encumbered with a lot of negative stuff.
Yes.
Like negative news. They haven't been encumbered with that. They're still pure.
Right. Bless them.
Well, you know what? I love that we're talking about kids, because I've got to drop a commercial real quick. And you know what? Have some fun today. Playland Park in Rye, New York is open. So everyone, if you've got some kids and you want the new low price, one price admission, ride all day. Pay one price and ride all day. Go to Playland in Rye, New York. They've got fireworks every Wednesday and Friday night. So that's a fun thing. And it's parking is all you got to do. There's no admission into the park. Just pay for parking and you're welcome to go to Playland. It's the fun thing to do. Pay one price, ride all day. Have some fun today at Playland. Go to rideplayland.org for more information. And on a side note with Playland, they need some major funding because we don't want Playland to close. I've been going there since I'm a kid. So you know what? Playland is in Metro New York's greatest family amusement park, and it's an entertainment center, and it features more than 50 rides and attractions for children and adults. Playland also offers free entertainment. It has a beach, a pool, or boardwalk up here on scenic Long Island Sound, and they've got lake boating, picnic areas, mini golfs, and indoor ice skating, and of course, their fantastic dragon coaster. It was in the Mariah Carey video Fantasy. Check out Playland. It's a fun place to be. Have some fun today. So anyway, I got to drop them because I love that place. Letty, you and I are going on Wednesday to get some fireworks in, right?
I want to go. Max, I don't think you knew this. Did you know my best man and his family continues to have the rides and the boats and all? And I'm trying to think of their last name. And I met them.
Right. But you know,
they're
great. I know they are. Well, Playland's got a great thing going on this week, so I promised myself that I would definitely let everyone know about Playland and hopefully get the word out there. So if you're out in the East Coast, New York, it's a fun place.
Yeah, and I think it's one of the oldest parks in the United States, the oldest running
park. It is.
State park. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now we're going to get off of that subject because you know what, Letty? It's time to talk about sex.
Oh,
what a segment from riding at Playland to sex. So, Letty, are you old enough to talk about sex?
I'll be 83. I think so.
Yes. All right.
And Letty, let me ask you: does it get better as you get older?
You better believe it. Yes. Well, experience.
Oh, well praise God.
Right? Sure. Everything gets better.
Do tell. Do tell.
Well, Tamara, I'm letting you take over this portion of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Feel free to want to call in 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Tune in, latalkradio.com, if you want to grab this show online, or if you want to get it on your iPhone, because now we stream on iPhones, WiMAX, Phoenix, Wi-Fi. We're all over the place. We spread like herpes. But you know what? Let's talk about sex. Tamara, you know what? You've got yourself an 83-year-old expert in many fields, and you know what? Now's your time to get knowledge from her. So ask her questions that you need answered. I'm going to let sit back and just enjoy the show. So go for it, Tamara.
Bless your heart. Oh, my gosh. You know, and Max and Letty, let me just tell you, I just put on a workshop yesterday, Sensual Healing. And one of the things in going over all the anatomy and our genitals and, you know, where our orgasmic platforms are, it was amazing how many people, even in mid-age to 50s to 60s, didn't know of the different orgasms that we're capable of having. And Letty, tell me, I mean, was there things that you discovered later?
Yeah, they didn't, haven't even looked at their organs. They don't even know what they have below the waist.
Honey, can you believe that? You're right.
Yes, I believe it. I'm amazed because at my age, having gone through all of this in my lifetime, I said, in this day and age, when the whole world is at your fingertips with a computer and internet, I don't know how people are still living, you know, like the way I was raised. And well, that was the times. The times were different. They are different now. But it is amazing to me that many young people are still living in the dark ages. It's really unfortunate.
And what would you say to bring them out? I mean, what was the catalyst for you? I mean, did you get on the internet? Did you discover something? Did you look at yourself and you went, whoa?
I know I was always curious about my anatomy. I wanted to be a doctor, and I continued to study about that. So that was my own curiosity when I was very young. Even though I was in a very, sheltered atmosphere, my own divinity, whatever it was within me, I was curious, period. I was just curious, and it was important to me.
So, Letty, I've got to ask you, did you find your G-spot?
Yes, of course, and it could be different for different people, right?
Yes,
the area could be different within a quarter of an inch, an eighth of an inch, whatever. People think it is just one spot. It's not just one spot.
And just so our listeners know, I mean, our G-spot is 1.5 to 2 inches in the vagina, doing a come here motion with your fingers, one or two fingers, towards the belly button. And the reason why that area is so sensitive and feels so good, and Letty, you can speak to this, I'm sure, it's the back end nerve endings of the clitoris for the female.
Yes.
Who knew?
Right. Now what about, now you got enlightened guys. What do we
get? That's why I got married young, I guess, and it was good for me.
There you go. Now, where is the guy's G-spot, Max?
I know, but tell everybody.
Okay, now there's a super sensitive spot that's just like our clitoris, and that's going to be the underside of the penis where all that skin gathers up, which is just that is a wonderful little sweet spot. Now
true or false? If circumcised, is the sensation less?
You know what? That's a fallacy. No, it can be just as sensitive as if you were uncircumcised. However, there are reported cases where people say that, mine's extra sensitive. Now, I did date a guy who was not circumcised for his youth. And then he became circumcised when he was in high school, and he had sex both ways. He had masturbated and all of those things. And he goes, Tamara, I'm going to tell you, there is no difference. It all feels really good.
What I often say to a lot of my students, sex is not between your legs, it's between your ears.
Amen. That's the most important sex organ in your brain.
It's in the head. It's how one feels, not necessarily one spot. If we get too fetish involved in it, I mean, the pleasure's gone out. It's like, I don't know, it's just let yourself go, period.
And don't you find that when you solicit all the different chakras in your body when you're making love, how much more rich that experience is with your partner when it's not just in the root chakra in the red, you know, but when you bring your spirituality, your emotions, your heart, your intellect, and you bring all that to the bedroom or the kitchen or, you know, where in the back seat of a limo. Okay.
Treehouse.
You bring wherever. The rumble.
Yeah.
That's before your time, the rumble seat.
There you go.
My father used to drive 1928, 1930 Rio, with the rumble seat when I think about that, when I look back. Anyway,
there you go.
Betty, why do you think I bought a 1977 Eldorado?
Oh, now I know.
It's got that know. Back
and not
back.
Just one, but I got two.
But you're not my grandson for no reason, you know.
There you go. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree here.
That's right. That's the truth. And Letty, you know what? This is so amazing because Letty and I always talk about sex. I bought Letty, what was it, for your 75th or your 80th birthday, your first vibrator?
Oh, that's beautiful.
And you know what's hysterical is that Letty lives in it. She doesn't need to live in an assisted living home by no means. But you know what? It's great for her because she can lock up and go because she's a gypsy like I am. And I said, Letty, they would drop dead if half of them knew what you talked about after hours.
That's adorable.
I know. My age group, you know, I wish it would be nice. I don't know. My age group, they're still so tied up. I don't know. Well, maybe there's hope. There's hope for everybody. There's always hope for everybody. If it's
you know what?
Easy,
I just get the image, Letty. You know what? I could see because I know there's some people, they have their walkers with the tennis balls on them. While they're walking through the corridor going to their apartments with their little walkers, Letty's going home to a bag of incense and a vibrator.
There you go.
Letty, it just cracks me up. You bring so much joy to my life. I mean, we have a lot of fun together.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to mention it. You know, about the whole circumcised thing real quick, and then I wanted Tamara to tune in. But, you know, my father, for his first wife, got circumcised, I think, at like 32 years old. So men do get it done later on in life.
Oh, and what was his experience?
My oldest son got it done later in life, too.
Oh.
Did he say there was more sensitivity prior or after?
Pardon?
I don't think Letty asked him.
Letty. No. No, I don't know. That was a religious thing for him. You know,
I was just wondering if his penis was more sensitive prior to being circumcised versus after being circumcised.
That is the question. That's the question for tonight's show. So everyone email me, max@maxsuchi.com. If you've been circumcised as an older person or as an adult, is there a difference in sensitivity? I want you to email me those questions, max@maxtucci.com, so I can report next week on the answer to that question. But, Tamara, isn't it fun to have a grandmother you can talk about dildos with?
Oh, my gosh. I am so elated. I can't believe – in fact, I'm available for adoption.
Oh,
I'd love to have a grandma like you. That's incredible.
I'd be so honored, Tamara. Oh. I would just adopt you. I'm so honored. Thank you very much.
God, love you. You are just like a master guru.
So, Letty, what is your quote of the night for my listeners?
To have no regrets, really, in life.
Yes.
And namaste when you meet someone. Namaste means you bow to the divinity in them, you know. And
yes.
I don't know what else to say. Unconditional love. You know what I have in all my water bottles? Be grateful for everything in life and unconditional love. And
there you go.
That energy goes by water bottles. Yeah.
Well, Letty, we're grateful that you made your appearance on Max and Friends. Yet again, you're back. And every time I have you on the show, I know why I have you on, because I love having you here. So we're going to bid you good night, Letty. Thank you so much. I loved having you on the show. My listeners, I'm sure, enjoyed every moment of it. I know Tamara did.
Yes. Namaste.
So, Letty, you have a wonderful evening, and you're not going far because I can see you. I can see you through the other room. So, you know what? I'll see you in just a bit, Letty, after the show. Have a wonderful night, Letty.
Thank you, dear heart, and thank you too, Tamara, for the privilege and the honor to know you. And I hope we meet soon.
Oh my God! Same right back at you, my dear. That's a virtual hug.
And thank you, and I look forward to reading that children's book, too, very much so.
Oh, bless your heart. Me, too.
All right, Letty, have a great night, and we'll talk to you really soon. I can't wait to have you back on the show.
Ciao, Carini. Thank you very much.
Good night, Letty. So there you go, Tamara. We had Letty on the show tonight. She is a force. She's an amazing person. I'm so glad that we had her here. Isn't she fun to have on the show?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'd say, yeah, she's definitely, bring her back on. She is so cool.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Grandma Letty is so cool. That was one of the funniest shows I think I've ever done with her. We were talking about all that sex and all that crazy stuff with Tamara. It was so much fun. But now stay tuned because we're going to get deeper into chakras.
Letty, okay. Would you be so kind to take it away and let's do some, you know, we don't have like an hour, so we have like about, we have about 10 minutes to do some chakra realign before I have to get back to the show. But Letty, okay, take it away so that we can all get realigned, balanced, and whatever you guys are going through out in life right now, if things seem hectic, confusing, challenging, or whatever, we're going to all take life to the max right now with the help of our yoga maestro, Letty. Letty, please take it away. Excuse me real quick, Letty. I have to break in because I forgot to make a disclaimer. If you're driving a car, flying a plane, or using any time of big machinery right now is the time to stop. We are not liable right now for anything that's going to happen with this next part of our show. So to the max, and LA Talk Radio is not liable for any circumstances that happened. They are out of our control. You're listening freely to do whatever you want, and it's your choice to do this right now. So, Letty, on that note, let's realign ourselves. And people, if you're driving, have the common sense to pull over right now.
Right on. Okay. Seven of the major chakras of the body with their corresponding colors. And the colors happen to be the same sequence of the rainbow. There are no coincidences in life, you know. It's just wonderful balance of the universe. So seven of the major chakras and their corresponding colors, which you may or may not see at this time. And chakra is a Sanskrit Indian word. Chakras is the plural. And it means wheels or centers of energy. And actually, incidentally, those colors were determined by the frequency of the vibrations in those particular parts of the body. And if you just listen quietly without moving anything for the moment, just visually relaxing different parts of the body without moving anything for the moment. I repeat myself. Start with the wonderful soles of your feet. These feet are absolutely great. They take us around all the time without us giving them much thought. And one day we'll talk about taking care of our feet. Anyway, start by relaxing the soles of the feet, your insteps, your arches, your toes, your heels, and your ankles. And remember to release your breath. Very often when we're concentrating, we're holding on to our breath. Relax your ankles, shins, bones, front and back of the calves, and the front and back of your knees, and the front and back of your thighs. And remember to release your breath. Relax your lower organs, your buttocks, hips, waist, upper organs, and back. And take a deep, complete breath through the nostrils only. Fill your lungs and diaphragm and abdominals. Flatten your abdominals and release through pursed lips. Empty completely. Now relax your shoulders, upper arms, elbows, forearms, and wrists. Relax the backs of your hands, your fingers, and your palms. Take a swallow to relax the neck and the throat area. Relax your chin and jaws. Mouth, lips, and gums. Gently place the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth, on that ridge behind your upper teeth. Relax your nose, nostrils, cheeks, and ears. Your eyelids are closed. Bring those wonderful eye muscles, and we'll talk another time at length about protecting the eyes. Bring those eyes to look into the third eye, but keep the lids closed. The third eye, so-called third eye, it's called that. Between the two brows. Very often in olden cultures, they found a lot of wisdom came from this third eye, the imaginary third eye between the brows. Relax your brows, your forehead, and your scalp, and take a deep breath in through the nostrils. Keep expanding lungs, diaphragm, and abdominals. Flatten and release your breath through pursed lips. Empty completely. Now, if we have a few minutes left, we can go. I can do this on an abbreviated level. The first chakra is red at the tip of the spine. And the affirmations to yourselves are, I am a source of all power, all love, and all intelligence. Breathe in through your nose and release with an ohm. Chakra number two is orange or salmon colored, like a Buddha's robes or a yogini's robes. And the affirmation to yourselves are, I am perfect, efficient, and effective. Deep breath in, abdominals out. Release with another om. Yes, all of you can do this loudly, please. The om, please do loudly. And chakra number three, bright colored, sunny colored, in the diaphragm, waist level. I am positive, constructive, and dynamic. Deep breath in, abdominals all the way out. Flatten and release with a loud om, please. We're abbreviating tonight. Okay, and emerald green, chakra number four in the chest, heart, and lung area. I am fearless, courageous, and indomitable. Deep breath in, abdominals out. Release with another om, please. Okay, now for the next three chakras, just release your breath without the om. Crystal clear, blue-white color, throat chakra number five. I am poised, calm, and collected. Deep breath in. Release your breath through pursed lips. Now indigo or royal blue for chakra number six, head chakra number six between the brows. I can think clearly, rationally, and creatively. And remember, too, you have very powerful glands here. Pineal, pituitary, hippocampus, hypothalamus. They affect the immune system. They affect our hormones. Consider sending lots of healing breaths to this area throughout the day. Anytime you think about it, dozens, hundreds, thousands of times. The more, the better. I can think clearly, rationally, and creatively. Deep breath in, abdominals out. And release through pursed lips. Now, crown chakra, number seven, above the head. Purple or lavender or violet in color. And remember to try to meditate. Think about this every day. Give yourself 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, I don't know, in the morning, at night, whenever you think about it. A quiet space. And you can regenerate unbelievably. I'm full of joy, compassion, and serenity. Deep breath in, abdominals out, and release through pursed lips. And remember, I believe it's in the Chinese language. The word for crisis is opportunity, interchangeable with opportunity. So we really don't have crisis in our life. It's an opportunity to do something about it.
Thank you, Letty, for that. And Letty, what's great is that now you're like in my archive. So whenever I'm going to need you, I'm going to have you at the click of a button on latalkradio.com, and I'm going to get your yoga class in my ears.
And Letty, I thank you so much for bringing that to my listeners, because I know they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the privilege, Max, dear. It's really a privilege and an honor to be here, to be asked to share these things. We all have gifts to share. Let us all share whatever we have. Whatever we have, they're all gifts. We're all unique individuals. I used to say to my young special ed students, each one is unique. Each one has a special dignity in them and deity in them, whatever you want to call it. The word namaste, N-M-A-S-T-E with an accent, is a Sanskrit Indian word, and it means you put your hands together like a prayer position, bow your head, and say, I bow to the divinity in you, because everybody is divine. Everybody has a divine spark in them. Mm-hmm. And I bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Grandma Letty. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for being on Max and Friends, and also for being on To The Max. That's how far back we went into tonight's archives. Grandma Letty, I bow to the divinity in you, because you always bowed to the divinity in me. Until we meet again, dance on, Grandma Letty. I love you all for listening. Remember to take life to the max. And whoever you're with right now, whether you're with someone in quarantine or if you're not, hug someone and tell them you love them. Or if you need to, hug yourself and tell yourself, I love you. Bring more love into this week. Until we meet again, good night, and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.